Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, April 13th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the expulsion of Dr. Thokozani Kube from Parliament and the fight over the MTC name and symbols.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 millimeter frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voaindebele.com.
And thanks once again. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, and this evening we're talking about the escalating tension in the opposition MTC Tea Party.
Dr. Thokozani Kube was expelled from Parliament after she seemingly lost a power struggle with Nelson Chamisa to head the organization after the death of founder Morgan Tsvangirai. The decision was announced in Parliament yesterday, but Dr. Kube has indicated that she will appeal the decision.
Meanwhile, the chamber application in which the MTC, led by Mr. Chamisa, is seeking to bar Dr. Kube from using the same name and symbols was today postponed to Tuesday after Ms. Kube's lawyer, Lamo Matuku, failed to make it to the High Court in Bulawayo.
Kuonguka ama wadiwa nasi tutautitinge chitarisa bata mrefu, bata mfupi irimu bato re MDCT pakati pava Nelson Chamisa na Dr. Thokozani Kube. Nezuro dare re paramendi rakazivisa iro kutila ingira po atzamba ne chikwata Chamisa richi ziviswa iro kuti mai Kube vanofanira kudzingwa mubato nekuti havacha mudariri nekuti havacha mirire zvido zveMDCT. Si mai Kube vanoti aiwa ivo ndo chaivo chaivo vachiri kumirira bato iro nekudaro vachaedza kuti vange vachikwikwidza nyaya iyoyi. Nasi mumatare kubulawa yoko manga muchifanira kunge muchizeiwawo nyaya yekuti yakakwidzwa navachamisa yekuti mai Kube vasashandise zita rekuti MDCT kana mifananidzo iya ine chanza nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Asi nyaya inozonzwika mudare nhasi nekuti muzvinafundo Lavimo Maduku vanga vasingakwanise nhasi kuti vange vachienda kubulawa ikoko vanovagweta ramai Kube. Nekudaro nyaya iyi ichanzwikwa svondo rinouya nemusi wechipiri. Tuda kuzwa kuti munoti kudimi vatereri nemamiriro ari kuita akaita zvinhu muMDCT zvakaita manyama amire nerongo nyika yatarisana nesarudzo.
Kunjalo zuru kandaba ndingakutshona njani lapha likhona khona ngapho thina lapha ke siyaphila lo Blessing. So ke namhlanje sikhokwa ngodaba lukankosazana Thokozani Kube. Siyawazi ukuthi sexotshiwe edala lephalamende licele leMDCT elikhokhelwa ke umnumzana Nelson Chamisa. Bemxotsha ke bathi siwawuziphumela ke kubandla njalo labo sebamxotsha kubandla leMDCT ngoba wayengasalandeli izinqumo ezithethwe yi-National Council yebandla lelokuthi ezokuthi kumele ukuthi umnumzana uChamisa abe nguye okhokhela MDCT. So lokhu kulandela ke ubhubha kwamnumzana kwamoyi uMorgan Tsvangirai ngonhlolanja. Sizwile njalo kobulawa khona ngalo ukuthi bekungazani bekumele kuthethwe icala lokuthi ke uMakhube usebenzisa lokhu kuthiwa ngama-symbols eMDC. Konke nje la ma-t-shirts ababebhaliwe iMDC kumethwe ngakusebenzise. Kodwa ke igoda likaMakhube uDr. Lamo Maduku kasenelisanga ukuthi afike ke kubulawayo. So sifuna ukuza ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu, sifuna ukuthi sikhulume lani bantu ukuthi litsho ukuthi pho indlela yeMDCT iyangaphi kususela namhlanje. Kunjalo kwenu.
Wonguka mawadiwa nhasi tira kuti tinge tichitarisa iyo bata murefu bata mupfupi iri muMDCT. Tinenge tine muteereri wekutanga, our first guest, that is Mr. Obet Gutu, the spokesperson of the MDCT. Because of the divisions, we can say the Kube faction, both is another one led by Nelson Chamisa. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Thank you, Blessing. Good evening, listeners. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Zizonge. Amanja.
Amanja, wait.
So, Mr. Kudu, tell us what is going on because Ms. Kube was recalled from Parliament, and there's this issue of you know, the name of the MDCT and so forth. So what's going on with all this?
Let me just start by saying the RICO. The RICO was very unfortunate in the sense that it's just a manifestation of the malice of the other of some of our colleagues. It just shows that they are motivated by hatred, they are motivated by ill will, they are motivated by you know, bad faith. What I would want to call in Latin, they call it malavides, you know, extreme bad faith. you know, it's when you look at Parliament, the 8th Parliament of Zimbabwe will be dissolved maybe in the next 2-3 months, maybe at most 3 more months to go. Then you say, what motivates this decision to want to clandestinely recall Honorable Dr. Thokozani Kupe? It can only be a manifestation of hatred, a manifestation of evil. But the good thing is, evil at the end of the day never wins. Evil is evil, and evil never wins. So we are excited to say that we have since made the relevant consultations with the Office of the Speaker of Parliament, the Clerk of Court, and I can also confirm that we have done the necessary legal, you know, research, legal homework, and this morning I was in consultation with our legal advisor, and it's none other than Professor Mamaduku, a constitutional law expert, and we are going to be filing an urgent chamber application to have that recall misguided, mischievous, and malicious recall set aside. Dr. Kupe is, I was talking to her a few minutes ago, she's actually driving from Victoria Falls. She was in the rural areas just outside Victoria Falls. We were busy campaigning, you know, meeting people, explaining to them, and preparing for elections. So all things being equal, she must be in Harare by midday tomorrow. And the papers will be filed at the High Court as soon as she has appended a signature to a founding affidavit. I mean, we are thoroughly convinced that, look, at the end of the day, the Parliament of Zimbabwe misdirected itself. There's a pending legal issue at the High Court in Bulawayo. As you know, these other colleagues of ours, they went to court. They filed an application, which we have thoroughly opposed, competently opposed. We prepared very comprehensive opposing papers. And I'm happy today to advise the nation that one of our counsel, a very competent young lawyer, Advocate Kolani Ngwenya in Bulawayo, stood in for us in Bulawayo today because Professor Maduku was apparently tied up in Harare. He had an urgent board meeting that he had to attend, and so he could make it to Bulawayo to argue the matter on our behalf at 4 p.m. At 2 p.m. The day before Honorable Justice Francis Bere in chambers. So Advocate Kolani Ngwenya then we instructed him to apply for a postponement on our behalf. Surprisingly, the other party vigorously opposed the application for postponement. They were pleased that the judge saw no merit in their opposition, and he laughed it off and said, no, he's going to postpone the matter to enable Professor Maduku to come and argue the matter on Tuesday next week.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Now we are being joined by our second guest, human rights lawyer, Dewa Mavinga. Of course, Mr. Mavinga, you are not a party to all this crisis in the MDC. Of course, they say if you stay close to a cemetery, you don't have to mourn for everybody. So we just want your expert analysis, Mr. Mavinga. Can courts really resolve such issues like we are seeing in the MDC?
Well, clearly where there are disputes that cannot be resolved amicably, then correctly the last resort should be the court to adjudicate. With political matters, it would have been best if there is an amicable internal resolution. But in the absence of that, it is correct that the court of law would have to determine, because how else would you resolve a dispute where there are differences that are irreconcilable? Mm-hmm. So I believe that it is not the best solution. in the circumstances, it becomes the only viable solution unless the parties will get agreed to some kind of arbitration. But if the absence of some kind of agreement, then yes, the way to go would be for the courts to decide on the matter.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs.
So, Mr. Mavinga, do you see these sides, actually, these factions reconciling anytime soon?
No, not at all. I think the bigger picture that we have to look at, unfortunately, is that here what is imminent is a clear split. And so it's a process of a divorce whereby the court would intervene to decide on the dissolution of the failed union and how the property that was acquired, including the names and other things, will be divided between the parties. So I don't think that it is for the court to try and help the parties to find each other. That is done outside of court when there is some kind of round table conference talk. But when it comes to the court, I think it's really about, you know, how to separate the two parties in a manner as clean as possible, which is unfortunate because in the end, it weakens the democratic movement because divided people are weaker. But if there is no common ground in terms of values, in terms of principles, in terms of positions on how to proceed, especially with regards to the issue of succession for the late Morgan Tsvangirai, then clearly it points to an imminent divorce for which the court has to come in and assist the parties in separating.
Yeah, we are kulumala pake. Umnumzana Mavinga, uti ke okwenzakala ku MTC kusobala kakhulu ukuthi akusoze kulungiswe umthetho wendaba. Uthi umthetho wendaba uzakwenza kuphela ikuthi-ke kuhlanganiswe amabandla lawa nxa sebechiyana. Kuyafana nomuntu nxa ethethe ukuthi ngazodivosa kumele ukuthi kudindwe phela isithupho ukuthi selichiyana phela. So uthi yikho kwenzakala kubandla le-MTC lokhu ngoba umthetho wendaba yona ngokwakho ungeke waphuma lesinqumo esingani siyakhanya. So-ke kunjalo-ke mfowethu.
Tombodzoka kwamuri vagutu vamwe kavagutu vari kuti hongu munogona kunge muchitaura henyu zviri pamutemo asi kana pachitariswa vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kunzi vari kufarira vachamisa munowirira nazve vagutu
mutishona. Blessing, iwo unogona svona kundipfuura ndoziva. Pane
aiwadi munorova.
Atingadye poison nokunyara pachikaranga toti nokusvoda. Nokuti chakashata chakashata. Ndiwo ukaona munhu achiita zvakashata woti ndaona munhu uyo achipa zaimba yamuridzi. Achipa TV yomuridzi asi ndaona vanhu vazhinji vachimukuzira kuti ipa shamari uri gamba ita izvozvo zviri right sokuba iwoti nokuti kare tichiri kubhodhingi Fletcher uko taiti hanzi unoda kufadza momos hanzi yazvo kuti unoda kufadza vanhu vakawanda
fadza chauko
zvisina zvako kuti zvakashata isu tinoti kwete ndo zvakasaka kuti Zimbabwe tipinde muna taisireva Blessing zvati vateereri vandinzwe ipapo ndo zvakasaka kuti iye manje nyika yedu ivondomoke zvayaita zvinhu zvainge itwa zvakashata tichiti nokuti munhu anonzi anodiwa navanhu ngazviitwe kwakaitwa zvinhu zvakashata zvaka if we go back in the early 80s vakatanga zvanagukura hunditamofasi weyoung adults ndinotoona kuti zvinhu hazvina kunaka izvi but vanhu vainge ti hashhash no Mugabe is very popular, he speaks good English, he's a good orator. Saka, ngazvinyararwe achiponda vanhu achiuraya vanhu so isu tiri kuti once taita zvinhu zvakadaro posterity Blessing will judge us very harshly. We have to stand by what is right. What is right may appear outwardly to be unpopular, but it doesn't mean that we have to abandon it
and they just go with the wind because the perception is that the wind is popular.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you go out there, you will actually be surprised that this perception of so-called popularity is actually misplaced and it's unfounded. I'll tell you what. On Sunday, ndakapedza zuva rose ndiri kumashonal in the East Province. Kumareserva emashonal in the East. Ndakatanga kupinda marondera atikaita musangano panonzi vamawo atipaya, Justini inonzi chikoro ichi Peter House. Ndakasamisika nezvandakaona tichinzwa kuti Hunter Hamash East do so-called stronghold yeZANU PF. But tasvika ipapo nevakomana vandaifamba navo takaona vanhu vakawanda vedu vemDCT. Vachiti amudhara matoti nonokera maita zvakanaka mauya. Ndikaona chaunga chavanhu kuti isisi toda kuteedzera bumbiro romutemo ende ndiri kutaura vanhu vomumamisha vanga vabva kunana hwedza vamwe vanga vabva kumapurazi kunonzi Mbarondera West iyo largely is actually made up of my former commercial farming areas. 57 former commercial farming areas. I'm told it doesn't really make up Mbarondera West constituency. Vamwe vanga vabva kwamutoko, vamwe vanga vabva kumudzi, vamwe vanga vabva uya kunonzi kuno kukotwa. Ndakashamisika ndikati saka tinongonyeperwa kunzi ndo zviri popira vanhu havazive, vanhu vekumareserva havazive. Ndakashamisika ndopandakaona kuti vanhu vomuZimbabwe vanoziva zvavanoda and havadi zvokuti titeedzere zvakaitwa naMugabe zvokusateedzera mutemo zvokusateedzera constitution vanoziva kuti zvinotisvitsa kuna taisireva. Saka this perception yekuti hanzi ava vanhu vakawanda vari uko ndokuri popular, that's a blue lie.
Tinotenda vaguti. Gibbs.
So we've got people who are actually sending us messages right now. Mm-hmm. We've got Njabulo Nyati Makurane, who says, don't confuse a lot of people, Mr. Kudu. So Chamisa is the legitimate person who has to run the MTC. So then he says, please don't confuse people. Then we've got Imbizo, says, our country has many problems. Why do you always talk about party infighting? Are you, he's saying we shouldn't talk every day about this party infighting. So I'm asking Imbizo, ungathini siyabona inkinga sikhona kuthola kumele sikhulume ngakho lokho. Kuzobuya ke uGift Molusenge ukuthi sikubona lapha ukuthi kumele kuphume egcekeni ukuthi uhamba njani ukuthi abalolu liyahlupha kakhulu. Kuzobuya njalo ke uRaymond uthi kayekele into yakhe le ukhuphe. So he's saying that Kuphe should actually do the right thing. I don't know which right thing he's talking about. Then we've got Desmond Mambingwe who says Yebo Dube, and we are really watching, and please ask one question for me. And here's the question, Mr. Kutu. Desmond Mambikwe says, are you the authentic MTCT?
Absolutely. I don't know how I can put it. We are not only the authentic, we are the authentic, the legitimate, the rightful, and the constitutional MTCT. Why did Hudaro? We are saying we are the authentic and rightful constitutional and legitimate MCT because we are the party that has said, let's follow what the constitution says. I will refer readers, I know, or listeners, I know not everyone has got a copy of the constitution AMBC, but as you know, it's very important within the tower, which is Article 9.21.1. The MDC constitution inotaura iyo kuti kana president weparty achinge aresigna kana kuti ashaika panoitwa inonzi extraordinary congress. In fact chirungu chakashandiswa vanoti there shall be an extraordinary congress held or to be held within no later than 1 year from the date of resignation or the date of death of the president.
So this means that you are not the authentic one because no congress has been held, right?
Yeah, this is why we are saying we are the authentic one, because we are saying let's go to congress. This is why on the 21st of April we gave notices in terms of the constitution. We are going to an extraordinary congress. Muswa 21 April kunosarudza a new president.
Thank you so
but,
much.
But Mr. Gut, your critics are also saying that the problem was that Mrs. Kupe was no longer attending the party meetings ever since Mr. Tsvangirai decided to form this MDC alliance.
No, that's a lie. Look, I'm a member of the National Standing Committee, Blessing. Mm-hmm. I can tell the nation, I can tell the listeners, that she was coming. The time that she would not attend, she would be like, you know, out of the country, baby, on parliamentary business. As you know, she's a member of the parliamentary women's caucus.
But Mr. Gutu, there were times when she would attend parliament and not attend those party meetings.
No. Like I said, I can tell you for certain that our manyepo, the few meetings that he didn't attend, they were legitimate excuses and apologies. Was one, pamaninga wafamba ninya ze parliament kana ninya ze msangano. So kunzivanga asinga attend ma meetings ze msangano when President Tsvangirai was still alive. That is a blue lie. Please don't name mama nyepo yawa.
But Mr. Gut, I did talk to Mr. Tsvangirai. May God bless his soul.
Yes.
He was talking about that, her not attending and then trying to have a meeting with her so that they iron out their differences. Their differences was there. There were differences.
Yes, there were differences around the issue of MDC alliance. That I cannot deny.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue of Hutuanga Sanga attendment is a bit of a meeting, to be honest with you. I mean, I will say God is my witness. Mm-hmm. All the meetings, I think if she missed the meeting, she must have missed two or three. Vandino Zio Ango Asinga attended my meetings from about May or whatever last year. The former national chairperson Wakazo resigned, the Honorable Love Mondoda Namoyo, but not Dr. Kupe.
Okay,
we have to make that distinction.
Thank you so much. What is starting a call? A good call, a lot of time. Baba Spusis, or Gunjani? You call it to one, Baba Spusis. Yeah, I would to an out of a little gama coupe, Ulwanajan, the MTC, Yorangwayo, who are watching Akokono.
I mean, I learned things we should soon, but cool, but would do them over no mammy sevens in a party. What is on dry? Then don't an ayak, and they will look at the Kami Salo, the Sule, who would take one father study, and the whole advice is all moon to go up to Congress. Who comes Salo, we are, you know. Ngibona into leyibuhlungu nje vele sekuvele kubonakala ukuthi ngamaphatha ayithu uTsvangirai nguye owamosha zonke lezi zinto ngokuthatha faka abangakhi esihlalweni abantu abangavotelanga kuCongress. UMakhube vele ube yivice, uTsvangirai wazwakala ukuthi asenamavice awu-3 bayiwakhethephi labo abangani bakhe ababedizane bonke yilo ntuzo. Kuyakhombisa vele ukuthi laba abantu babodwa lathi sisodwa. Mina vele ngijiyile le phathi uMakhube kajiye kulomthwakazi lapha join umthwakazi ngoba le nto le iyabonisa ukuthi laba abantu babodwa bafuna ukusisebenzisa thina kuphela vele senzela ukuthi bethola amavoti ngayo. Akabajiye benjalo le MDC yabo ekaTsvangirai nguye vele umuntu wamosha izinto ngesikhathi efaka lowo muntu. UMakhube sebethi uwenzeni wayengabuki ekuhlanganeni kwakubangelwa yini? Angithi kwakuyizenzo zabo. Simthumela abantu uMakhube ukuthi azoshayo kwenze zonke lezi zinto wayezoya khona ngani. Kumanje uKhamisa ngithi ususa khona le marondela wabaletha ngapha eBulawayo baletha kuRali. Kula bantu yini akade bezoza kuRali? Laba bantu bayezoya uzobabonga ngani? Angithi kuzothathwa yona le msebenzi engekho ngapha koBulawayo ibongwe laba bantu phela usazobabonga maye wini.
Ye, lokho asilaqiniso ngakho sibusiso. Lokho siyaqiniswa lakho ukuthi kubiza abantu yese sasazi
ube akathiye lokho akathiye lokho mama lo umthwakazi ukhona lapha join umthwakazi phela sayichaye ku MDC mina ngachaywa le maraposa ngalimala ngichaye ku MDC ukuthi ngabantu sihlangene kanti abantu babodwa ingcono kakhulu izalo uPF kulaleyi lokuzweni vele angisafunda ukuzwa ngayo mina le phansi.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibusiso sibongela kakhulu mfowethu. So according to Sposito, this is painful that Ms. Kupe has to go this way. And he says the best thing for her is to join Mtokazi Republic Party, nothing else. He says leave the MDC and join Mtokazi. So that's his opinion. And he says the person who created all these problems is the late Moken Tsvangirai. Because he says, you know, he actually appointed 2 vice presidents. So that created a crisis within the party.
Regatini, unemwe mteriri wa gura jena magadi.
Nani zangu mgoma blazing magadio.
Ai wa isu tiri nani tipe upungwa zeni.
Mazita zeni. Ndi no da kutanga undi mbo pingi za mgoma zivusiso wa wangawari utaula. Mm. Ngawari kikutora zini mekuti marudi. Wa toko zani kupe mtelele kana kutichi wata wa zemi wakazi. Sino da kuwaka nyika. Zosu nje kutanga. Shakare kana tichitari sa zini. Ngati telele izu nziru kuitika. Kwete kuzibatila pa msoro. Ndapenda zangu ipapo ndio yakuna vagutu vagutu ndio vimba vakateerera munhu watanga tichivimba tichi trust uye tichifarira asi chinja ndoda kuti taurire kuvanhu ava kubva kuna maikupe ndio vimba vakateerera vagutu ndio vimba vakateerera kusvika kuna vachamisa vese vanhu vari muma opposition parties chinja ndoda kuti kutaurire vagutu ndechekuti Zimbabwe ine vanhu vakadzidza tose takadzidza musati kuti tikuteererei Mwona sekuti inini njima kati za udarika wa mbese wa mbese wa udarika wa mbese. We are following you guys. Jamuru kuita sechiru kusitiri ya tishu wono. Sewa na hini kati chitigia. Murukura ambanya hei kuti inini maikupe wanga wa singa hindi kumisangani. Maikupe wanga wa singa cha hindi kumisangani. Nekuda kuma differences. Awanga wa inao. Panya hei ala hindi. Of which itaita makore aka wanda tichidhiwa tichitambu jika mkati minika ino. Tikapatari lo kwa muri FMDC. Pakavane kupatanura na wawosu menuwe wa chinda saidi, wawetenda hivitu wa chinda saidi, wa shinji wanu wakabuta nendisi. Jikaru wadza wane kutitajigiwa, tatambula wane kutu wanu wapatanura. Mavota wane kutivaidika, zanti yevi wana mkana. Nasu uno futi ni mawita chumichimwete techo, chati isu wa changiresha wati, wanu nga wabatani, wanu wadzoke zana, wabiti wadzoka, wawosu menuwe wadzoka, chati chaita chumichaka naka. Then Mr. Tokozankupe is going against that alliance. Wadu wadu chenge kupi chaka pata nilana. Atizu kubwa gentleman anono tengwa ni msangano za NPF. Kudumu give agency mutu kondre sinatambuzi. Atizu kuzifari ya nukutu murugita zi mtichisu uona. Ende kichiku chere ila isa unatenge kichifari ya. Mkwa tuona vada wana uziza.
Vagura jena. Vagutu wana upindula ipapo.
Nga wapindule.
Vagutu.
Na waza mataura. Asi ndo nabuzikula zina romu Zimbabwe. Kuti munhu ukaita pfungwa dzinenge dzakasiyana nedzemumwe unobva wanenedzerwa watengwa nezano waita sei ndoda kupikana mwari mwari wakatisika mwari akanditsika nise munhu ndingatengwa nezano ndichitengerwa chii nzira yanasika nei chedingada kuzano chii handina kumbogara ever since ndakazarwa ndakatsigira zano kana kuvhotera zano that's a fact vanhu vezano ndizivo they can bear me out. Saka rapiti tatengwa nezano, anizidi tikazotengwa nhasi nezano, ndichidei kuzano jaino zondi tenga, nezora randa sigari ino. Ndonzi tatengwa nezano, chatinga saya, anisoda angu kutimukati hapa mkutuwa oda kuzipembe zaka na kuonererwa. But I mean this is a fact, what would I need from Zanu PF that I cannot work for myself in English? So I think it's actually very unfortunate. Kuti instead kuti tiite analyze my issues tichinaso ongorora kuti zvakamira sei zvakamira sei ukangeita muonero wakasiyana unobva unenedzerwa kuti watengwa nezano uri kudya mari yezano mari yezano yacho yandakadya ndeipi imari
isu vagutu tiri kuti nguva yacho yekuti muite extraordinary meeting yacho yamuri kureva iyo yenyu yecongress right. From all this time, my coupe, wanga wachiti iku impoza ma differences, avo, zota uga nezwa, so before kusaka kwa wachangirai, zota uga, so solve your problem, yon kwa teaka mira se, na utawato wazi kunda kuma election, njoko mawa kuisama disturbances, ma disturbances, e uta ukonde, zita kutisa itala. Vaidi kutio vata ure ma differences, avo, ajawasi nkuono, nkula iripo, mwaita zunze njo gazi zanzire ya kanaka, other than it is, no patale ma kukonde, zita confusion, yana waza mzisi, no patino kutu, blackmail ima njipa uta kuti makatengwa bozi amuzi kukua kutelizea zunoda vani
I want to note it as guru.
I think it's important that I defend myself
okay
because this allegation of which takatengwa is not only the slanderers and the defamatory it is also very very false and very unfounded nukuti unabuta ura
njimisweza
ndabuta ura njimisweza
vagura jena mirai wapindure mirai wapindure
Tiri kuteedzera bumbiro romutemo saka tiri kuti kana mutemo weparty constitution yeparty chiti ngatidai ndozvatiri kuita
Saka lamchiti kutezera kwa tiki tabombiro lomchemo kutengwa nezanu apa hongu takatengwa.
Hai watinote ndaba gura jena rege ture wa muatiri rifani wakawada watinote wapide mchirongwa
ndangani okay. Ndiwa kuta wadawa kutu kuti imimi mkati wongu wongu mkati wongu asini ndaba kundi kuzencho mbumbi yore mchemo watefa za mwono di murukuteweza kwa mtuku ii kana udumuwe pa muri ipapo harisi basa la muru kupinga ni kudakwe chikoro za muru kuita zese ima leaders ima party muru kuzita ni kudakwe chichi no kufotera isu wa nwe Zimbabwe saka zunu zelika na mshita musada kudumu zike ni mzire kuti achewe saka dai wongu you are dead because of our votes. Without our votes mnuwa mamuru mabasa enya maka ito echikoro kwete hei kutitunga milio saka tikuti isusu itai zunu zeni mchiranga rika kuti sisi tiliku safa tiluma misha tiluma tau ni matiliku tambudzika dai maito kwa zani kupe waka ita zunu zawo ni mzira sekuto zira mtemo kwa mruti muno kerezea waidai waka taura zunu zawo before paka gadzirizo na hasi chanisa alipari hapa nechiko ndere sekuti paka shai wa mniriri kwa alliance iyo wachiti hawasi mshida waka jiu store ni mzira ya kanaka
wakuru wangu kama karasika wakura jena akaondomora Zanu, akaondomora Zimbabwe. So instiri kuti chakachengedze Zambia chakatanga. We are prepared to defend the constitution, not only of the party, but of the nation, to the last drop of our blood.
Tinotenda vagutu navagurajena. Thank you so much, Foza. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the divisions in the opposition MDCT ahead of the 2018 elections. Tinewamu Atereri Gibbs on Facebook. We have J.E. Nkomo, who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you so much. We have Jiman Masunga, who says, I'm watching from African Chrome Mine in Kwekwe. Thank you so much. Mashia Chinowe, watching from South Africa, Cape Town. Chisa Chisa, thank you so much. James Chizimbe, from Mpumalanga. Abi Namatai Taderera, watching from Cape Town. Kirapo Chitova, arguti, apananya apa, maikupe, munaive netsitsi nae, wakabaya zvavo, save, wakamboeza chose, asimanje, kamfana akachamisa, chekujaidza nekunyengerera munhu hapana vagutu naimi munoera gumbo rekupiko kwedu hakuna muera gumbo akadaro. Rajab Kasose ari kuti live on radio in Tengwe Karoi. I lived there at one time for 4 years. Clever Mujaji ari kuti watching from Botswana. Simon Mapera, no, we can't keep saying the MDCT for Chamisa as if there is another MDCT. Dr. Kupe was deleted and finished and clear.
Then Njabulo Nyati says, Gibbs, can you reread my message? Okay, Njabulo, let's take it bit by bit. He says, haha, don't be confused, go back to others. Otherwise, you'll never stand against Chamisa. Whether he is legitimate or not, he has people's votes. Don't confuse people. I think this is a direct reference to Mr. Kutu. And then we've got Baka Chizani, who says, why must Makupe join Mtogas? Do you remember what the other gentleman said? Then Pamela Kumalo says, MTC Alliance Matso T. Then Zephania Piri says, I'm watching you guys. So maybe let's take a caller. We've got Mbongen Stoll. Let's go in. Ba Mbongen, Ujan.
Ujan.
Ujan Pirakulu. Agushu Tuena, Ulbana Jan Tavaron.
Ah, let's see, kanti bona into abayiqalayo ecaleni yehlulekani kanti ukuthi bamamele khonoko kungizwa ngabanye eshamisa bekufanele ukuthi bona bamamele leyo nto esifunwa ngabantu be-LDC bonke behlangene manje sokunzima sokuze kuyiwa emakhothi ngesikhathi sokuthi abantu bakhankasa ukhetho bona ba-confuse manje kulelokhu befuna ukulandelela into engekho nje into ekhona ogudu bona babephumuleka baphume kahambe babumba okwabo okwabo inhlanganiso yabo abayifunayo bachiyane ne-LDC LDC sale injalo nje i-LDCT thina sibelandela ichamisa bona ngiyabayekela ukukhonfuza abantu abenze into yabo abayifunayo baphume nje ku-LDC baphele makungukuthi babone ukuthi banawo ama-powers okuphuma abaphume nje baphele bazenzele okwabo abakufunayo thina sizolandela ichamisa njengalokho nje abantu nje vela basebenzile nje basekele ichamisa yikho nje into esifuneka kuphela abantu bayiyenze bona abayenze kwabo bazivulele iphathi yabo ithi bekwabe bekhona ma bengakhona ababuyele futhi bexolise phezulu khona leharali ukuthi le nto leyabayenza irongo lanjelechamisa akusekho okunye nje abantu kuphela into esesifuna thina yikubheka nje ekhetheni abantu bazithuzele nje umuntu abamfunayo njalo abantu vele abaningi sesithuze ichamisa nguye lowo muntu okufanele alandele ugudu akayekele ube lokhu ebamba bamba 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 bambe lapha 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 mabethi bacela ukuthi bahambe bayekhulumisana khona le eharare yafistan abayi futhi manje yini ngesikhathi ukhetha ichamisa babengekho manje yini le nto abayikhalelayo into abayifunayo ayibonakali into abayifunayo abahambe abezokwabo abakufunayo bacotshiwe ephalamende abaphuma baphele bayekele abantu baziyenzele into abayifunayo
MDC
iqhubeke kahle i-MDC alliance bangayikhonfuzi
esitole sibonge kakhulu sitole sizwile sijayele isikhonkwane lapho ungathinela kusasa so he says Mr. Gudu and Thokozani Kube did the wrong thing and they don't know where they don't have a plan to go forward and he says you know at the end of the day what is confusing people is they are actually with the MDC. Mm-hmm. But he says, leave the MDC and form your own party. So he has apparently fired Kutu and others. So this guy, he says he's an MDC guy inside out and is supporting Nelson Chamisa. Mm-hmm. So maybe Mr. Kutu can relate to that because he's saying, these guys did the wrong thing and they don't know what they're going to do next. Mm-hmm. Mr. Kutu?
They will look back and say, these are men and women who stood for the right thing. It is very important. I think I have to keep on repeating, Kuti. Ngatisadya poison nokunyala. Many people even in life anoziya kuti pamwe chinhu chinenge chiri wrong ongoti nokuti zvinotaridzika izipi vanhu vakawanda vari kuti zviri wrong ndozvakanaka. Saka ndaungumhanyira ukoko nokuti ndozvino ndokunoenda vamwe. Zvino isu vamwe tinoti we are principled. Hatidaro. Chero ndikasara ndiri one ndichizva zvandiri kuita ndozviri right. Vamwe vari 100 million vachiita zvakashata vachiti ndo zviri right. I will feel vindicated because I know history is going to judge us very, very fairly. Problem yatina ndeyekuti takakurira muZimbabwe yaitongwa nedictator Rais Robert Mugabe. Aityora mutemo asinga respective nemutemo wemy elections achirigachiita sei. Zvokuti at one time takatofunga kuti kana kuriga maelections zviri fashionable. Mugabe waibira maelections wairova vanhu waiita sei opinda mupower neganyabvu ongoti ndinodiwa navanhu vanhu vongoti hati anodiwa navanhu zvingagodii saka tongoti ndiye president. Isu tiri kuti dodo, we have to draw a line in the sand to say Zimbabwe inofanirwa kuvakwa ne my principles, a patriotism, a constitutionalism, thousands of men and women, boys and girls, lost their lives. Kutichive nerusununguko. There are mass graves at Nyadonya. There are mass graves in Chimoyo. There are mass graves in Mukushi, Zambia, of people who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Kutichive nerusununguko, runozi independence. We should not betray those people. Sitika na zaitwa zakashata because seemingly those not very popular. Sakandolo zatinoda. Dolaba mfananizo. Kana uri kuchukoro. Ona wajishuta mbanje. Ona boys nosta mbanje. Richitari za wapamukuta ndori ni joy ndori rikufara. Iwote sandoro wakushuta mbanje. Nukuti ndoro ziri. Zinga ziri in vogue. Kana ziri fashionable. Tukuti kwete.
Thank you, Mr. Kudu. Thank you so much. We've got people who are asking us to call them. One of them is Priscilla Mtungwan Jovo. So maybe we are going to call you as soon as possible. Yeah.
We still have Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yeah, hello. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Mr. Mavinga, I think surveys that were done by the mass public opinion were indicating that people actually wanted, especially the opposition, to form a united front of some sort. But now there are 118 presidential aspirants, according to the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. But of course, it is everyone's democratic right. This is why the country was liberated, so that people can have choices. Some say the more, the merrier. But will these parties, 118 parties, not hit the opposition?
It will, in the ultimate, hit the opposition chances of winning. In fact, a grand national coalition or union would have been the way to go. In fact, and it's unfortunate that the MDC appears to have learned nothing from the history of previous splits under President Tsvangirai.
Mm-hmm.
If they had really learned something, it would have been that 2008 was the defeat or the failure to get power was primarily down to the splits. Mm-hmm. And they should have done more and worked harder to prevent yet another split. So it's quite unfortunate, but this is where we are. And I think we need also to separate issues.
Mm-hmm.
There are issues. There are two things that need to be clear, Blessing. Number one, when you look at numbers, yes, Chamisa has commanded the numbers now. But we also have to look at the other issue of legality and framework.
Mm-hmm.
In my view, from a legal perspective, it would not have helped Chamisa to accept from the outset to go for an extraordinary Congress. So that you have, you know, the clear legitimacy that is that then brings people together.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it was a mistake not to go for an extraordinary Congress and to derive authority from the National Council. But of course, as Honorable Butu has said, it is those who have the MDC constitution who know best what the position is in terms of the law.
Mm-hmm.
In the absence of that, we then have to stand guided by the course of law. But from a broader political perspective, this really is a recipe for disaster. It is tantamount to handing over power to the ruling ZANU-PF party. Because to approach this election with so much chaos and confusion and court cases, can you imagine, Blessing, even the idea of who is entitled to use the name MDCT on the ballot paper? That is up to the court to decide. And remember that, you know, in Zimbabwe, there is a level of our court systems being compromised. So they could use it in a way they could also maybe manipulate the process to benefit the governing party. So it's unfortunate, but the MDC collectively appears to be playing into the hands of ZANU-PF.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Gibbs, I think there's a call.
Slow, mama la pake, umamoyo, ekwen. Mamoyo, kunjani?
Yeah.
Mamoyo, uyangizu?
Ye, niapila nijani, please.
Siapila, mama, unapikona?
Mbeko, yuri.
Ye, akuchoke mamu kutuwe na utaba lolu, ulubona nja?
Nini utaba lolu, ulubona nja? Ukuphi uthe owesman yibe bephuma ku-MDCC kaTsvangirai babe sola ukuthi uye kuthi kodwa ukhuphe wala elokhu khonapha bazangasoli ngaleso sikhathi. So khathesi usangaka sazangabe kwazi ukuthi i-constitution iqakathekile ngokukhuphe ngayisaposti. So okwakhathesi ukhuphe sekuhlangana layo lapha sebona khona i-constitution i-PSC kathi izolo azangaboni ukuthi yayizeke iyeqikelenga abanye babephuma. So namhlanje nasebusuku ngakho khonokho ukuthi sokuyenziwe okunye. So akusela ngenye indlela ngoba vele abantu bona ngokuthi nasebeyikho khona sebelandela khonokho ukuthi yeqiwe kayekhiwa i-constitution abantu sebezile ngodubo sebefuna ukuthi yinta nje kuphela ukuthi lokhu kuthona kuthi i-constitution vela kukanyedi ngobusuphini wasapoti ukuthi i-modemati ayethi i-constitution yena walelokhu ebandelele khona pha. So nanamhlanje ngakuyiyalela edolambelini.
So so lapho ukuthi ungenzanga into eyiyo la
yakhathesi enzanga into eyiyo ngoba sekhona ekuntumikazi kwayo sekuyenzeke kuyo yena wayekukhangelela ekubona ngesikhathi sakhona wayengakusoni ngoba wawungaqondananga layo namhlanje sogqondaye yena sokukhenzi kwakhe yena ugobo sekubona ukuthi sokuzibi lapha ngathi izonto engakubona
siyezasolamelokhu
enjalo yena ngabumelokhu enjalo njengokwayizona njengoba wayizona ekubonde yeqa i-constitution ephakathi kwento wangaphumi walelokhu esapota so nanamhlanje ngabe uyalelokhu esapotile njalo.
Hayi mamauyijayisa konkosini mama siyabonga kakhulu. So what Mama is saying is a new dimension altogether. She says when Professor Washman Ncube left the MTC, he was protesting against the violation of the constitution by Mrs. Tsvangirai. And Ms. Kupe stayed behind. So now she's crying today because the reason is just because she wants to control things. So she's saying, no, in the first place, Ms. Kupe was wrong to stay behind with Tsvangirai. She should have left with the Welshman. So why now? I think that's a big question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, and some might also say that when Lucia Matibenga was deposed as the women's chairperson, it was actually led by Dr. Kupe, which many felt was not constitutional. What's your response to that?
Yeah, you know, that's a very debatable issue, Blessing, because I think that was more political than legal. Because what happened to Honorable Lucia Matuenga, a lady for whom I have got the utmost of respect, even up to now. I mean, or literally daily contact with her. I mean, she respects me, I respect her. I think it was more political than legal. I don't want to even think that it had more anything to do with the Constitution. But just here is my personalities, my personal issues. Some of these things I really cannot go deep into them because I don't think it will be appropriate. But Zhanga is really angered on the constitution yet past, which was actually more personal than constitutional. Dr. Tsvangirai, tingade takangotedzera mutemo ini chagutu hapana wandinovenga. Taenda ku extraordinary congress in terms of article 9.21.1 anenga ahwina I will accept him or her as the new leader of the party, whether it's Chamisa, whether it's Zulu, whether it's Gibbs Duhe, whether it's Mondora, whether it's Mudzuri or whoever. Those are tikutaura chete. It is not about personalities. Ambuziko ratina romuZimbabwe ndeve kuti takanyanya kugara muudzvanyiriri. Uye the government anda Mugabe yanga ichisimbisa atingangoti iwo ma strong personalities as opposed to strong institutions. Saka vazhinji vedu kunyanyanya vechidiki vamwe vashoma vakangozvarwa after independence havana umwe mutungamiri wavanoziva kusiya kwaMugabe vaiziva munhu anotonga zveudzvanyiriri. Another which institutions are not manipulated.
But Mr. Kutu,
let us draw a line in the sand.
Mr. Kutu,
build strong institutions as opposed to strong personalities.
Mr. Kutu, I think there is one point that was raised by Mamoyo, who said Ms. Kupe remained behind when Professor Washman Ncube left. the party, accusing Mr. Tsvangirai of violating the constitution. So, and Mr. Moyo Feather said, you know, at the end of the day, why didn't she leave with Professor Ncube, and why is she complaining now?
No, look, I really have no mandate to speak on her behalf, because I think it's only fair that was Taurile. But if I remember what happened in October 2005, it was more to do about the issue, election, kuti. Toi participate aere my elections in Senate kana kuti toregera. Right. Patorwa that decision. Ndokubva, I think a majority by one yatingatisa participate. Then President the late Tsvangirai vakati ayo ngati participate. So ndopakatangira nyaya ipapo yokuti vamwe vakabva vati makundikana marambirei kutedzera chi zvarespektiwa kana zvadecidewa nemajority even if it was by one vote. So it was not so much about the constitution. It was issue yokuti kana tati nyaya ngaende kuelection tikati majority should rule. Even yaita majority nemunhu mumwe ngatitedzerei izvozvo. That is essentially what caused the 2005 split.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think we've got a caller on the line, and this is Mrs. Ndlovu. Mama Ndlovu, kunjani?
Njani.
Siyaphila kakhulu. So, ke isikhathi usesihambile. So, wena udaba lolu ulubona njani, Mrs. Ndlovu?
Mina, kimi, it's a sad state of affairs, the opposition. And it's painful to hear people celebrate Weshulana Wama party because maybe they believe Chamisa has it or Makuperala. It shows us as a nation that we are not able to unite and put the country first. Because it's not about Makupe, it's not about Chamisa, it's about the people of Zimbabwe, Abatubegileo, who were taken for granted for years. Along with the opposition. Every time when we get to a point where we think something happens. It's unfortunate, I'm not going to mention it to Makupe because I spoke to Makupe personally the first time they had in opposition, they said sugar. Wapuma Nube, Wapuma Miti, and that's also Puma in Makupe and what? But it's unfortunate that she gets out of the party at a time when we need the party to be together. Otherwise, as an opposition, if we can't stick together and learn to compromise and say, okay, this is what you want and this is what I want, but what does the majority of the people want? That's what funa I got tested as funa when says Mbapo Bakuleni. But Tony said, isn't it really back to normal? It's not about Tsvangirai. It's unfortunate Tsvangirai has left such chaos. But at the same time, I sympathize with Makupe, not because of Umam. I sympathize with her at the same time in sitting in a. If she leaves, she had to leave twice. She would have learned a lesson. But it's unfortunate that Nkile Okuse Pilile. And interesting we see it. We say at the end of her life when it's a Lupin in general. Otherwise, never found much. From the past, 100
Or maybe, as a
woman,
as a
person from Matabeleland, she should have stood up at the time when there was a division of gang. Good time at the Rasamba Nemi. That has the same as the last time.
So, as a parting shot, can you talk to Mr. Obet Kutu and give him advice on what he should do next, and then Ms. Kube?
Yes, and it's unfortunate, good, we have come to this point. Ngoba, as we, as long as Makupe elaphana, uChamisa elaphana. Instead of taking his window out of context and going public, abantu laba be MCC esiqaliseni, asinga uTsvangirai, they should have tried to get together. And before they even started campaigning, if Lutwangira wabo, they didn't even show you respect to that, Kaleb Lutwangira Isimbeki, and then mourn and go back into politics.
Mm-hmm.
Because politics through and through. And Okutu, it's unfortunate, I don't know how old Okutu is. Okutu, Labomakute, if you have a life again, when you see things cracking, Kupat Gopas is a man. Uchamisa Ngumtwana. He saw these things happening. Abanye abantu bekhahlelwa belahlwa as if they didn't matter. Now he's doing what Omakhupe labogudu watched for years when it was happening. It's unfortunate, good. It's painful. Some of us were there when MDC started, and it pained us to see MDC lobby come. And it pains me as a Zimbabwean citizen when the opposition is going to do something. And it's unfortunate, good. I understand this part. There is division. What is division? I thought this is sent out. But it's unfortunate to have a chance to see it as an opportunity to hear the chance that they are going to vote for.
Thank you. Thank you.
I want to have a chance. They are out of the country. They are not there. I want to have a dollar. Should I want to have a dollar? I think we want to go to the vote. It's a vote lost.
Thank you so much, Mrs. Priscilla Mtungwa Ndlovu. She's in Seattle, Washington State. So sibongele kakhulu mama. Abantu sibilwa ukuchayela izandla lapha kulo Patrick Urutsatse uthi point from umama Priscilla umbizo layo uthi Priscilla is spot on. So ke kunjalo ke siyabonga kakhulu.
And of course many are complaining why we didn't bring Honorable Tabitha Kumalo to defend the party. The phones, we want to apologize, were a bit problematic, especially Econet lines. That's why we went to call Mr. Gutu, who is on a 712 line, and Mr. Mavinga, who is in South Africa, because we did try Honorable Tabitha Kumalo and also Honorable Innocent Gonese and Mr. Luke Tamborino. Unfortunately, we were not successful. Regaitende kunemwe mtereredu wa Murambiwa. Makadi?
Ndani makadi.
Ayo, watine urombu mazuramba, manyanya makabata kungu ya kariba, tipe ufungwa zenyi.
Inini mwonele wangu inini, ndini shona, but in tripeze, kana ndikarisa the politics, kana ndikarisa, Pagu buda kwa kaita anayekupe na obeti na obeti gutwa kuona kwangu kurashika kwa katuita. Nekupi katarisa nebundire la mte muraura kutawara kutiri oru kutarisa waka. Tiri kutarisa pa ground kutiwa masapota asili wano wari kutiri wano hata mzika. Nekuda kwa utongi wesa anu pefu kutuwa niri ya wano chitambura. Saka haichasi nyaya yu kutunga niri ya wati nyingi kutunga niri ya wati nyingi kutunga niri ya nyaya kutaka munu. Anu diwane wano zikuti wano anu kagona kutuwa batani wawe pangwe chete anu pefu mbo mbao pachikami. Mbo pinda wano wano. So that ma... Ayutis itumbo wano wama opportunities ukuwa na basa.
Mm-hmm.
For everybody uno da wakushanda wamunika. Nima investors akatu miru lao izoso kuti. Kata waisi. Wanka uyane nima nimuche miri nani. Because kama mkataisa kuma maizi. Niki nima kampani. Kune mashesa akutorwa ni party za ntefu anu wadzamu. Nima investors. Mkondresa kati nikayadisha we nima investors. Saka kana ndakatarisa chimiro chiripo izvezvi hazvichaiti zvingangorema kuti anaikupe naobeti gutu akabuda vadzoke zvavo but naivo vari kuzvionawo even kublawayo I'm happy because neverudzi rwechingevere ivava.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nguva yedu ndo isina kubira zvakanaka asi tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Dewama Vinga and Mr. Obet Kutu. Thanks to our callers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Hughes Dube saying bye-bye. Have a nice weekend. We'll be right back.